John chapter 19, reading from verse 28. I've entitled the talk, "The Greatest Thing That Jesus Ever Said." Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happen so that the scripture will be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. The greatest thing that Jesus ever said. Some people have a way with words, don't they? They're quite eloquent. They have a great grasp of the language and are able to put forward forcefully the ideas that they have in such a way that it moves men and women to act upon their words, to perform certain deeds, to maybe vote in a particular way. And around about the 50s, I think, must have been something like the heyday of political speakers, where that we had great orators, men who could stand up in the House of Commons and move people greatly. I don't think it's the same as it used to be in those days. Maybe there's one or two still who are great speakers, but not so much now. Jesus was far greater than that. He has been called the greatest of all preachers. C.H. Spurgeon was called the Prince of Preachers, but the Lord Jesus was greater even than him. And his words moved people to do things, to act in a particular way, and change their lives. All through the years of his recorded ministry, one thing about him kept the people spellbound. That was the words that he said. And they would gather for miles around, not just to come to be healed or to see miracles, but to hear the words that the Lord Jesus said. And just a brief glimpse into the gospel proves this. In Matthew chapter 7, it said that the people were astonished at his doctrine because he had taught with power and authority. Now, these people during that time were used to itinerant people going around speaking from the law and the prophets. They were used to these people, but they didn't speak like Jesus spoke. He taught with power and with authority. It wasn't really up until the second century in the Christian era that the Mishnah that the Jews wrote down, recording the sayings of wise people and rabbis, and then the Talmud was recorded around about the 5th century. All these things were collected together. I was reading a book the other day that quoted several passages.